You know, there is, among the seasons of life, there is a season in which you struggle for much, you know, you labor and get little. There's now a season you step in which the thing is just turned directly upside down. Do you get my point? You struggle little and you earn much. You put in more effort, the thing is multiplied a millionfold. And again, it is what? Season. There is no method. You see, I learned a lot of the books, all this management, business books, a lot of those things. I read them and said, my guys, these are methods of harvest. You are not teaching people how to sow seeds. If you don't have spiritual seed in the earth, you apply these methods at that time, you won't reap anything. You can imagine that Saudi Arabia, because they have money, they go and buy combined harvesters and face the desert. You know what they call combined harvesters? What would they harvest? Sand. A lot of things we are learning, principles how to do this, they are combined harvesting principles. And people are trying to use them in desert land. When they have not irrigated the land, they have not planted any seeds there. You can learn all the methods you want if you step into, oh God, I just remember this. If you step into that day with empty soil, you won't see anything to harvest. Let me say it to you one more time. You can learn all the methods of harvest because harvest has a method. That's why the Bible says, he that watches the wind will not sow. Next line, he now said, he that observes the clouds will not reap. That is, just like there's a method for sowing, there's an effort, all right, and method also you put into it to harvest. What am I saying? A lot of us learn the methods of harvest. If we get into the season of harvest, without having effectively occupied the season of seed, you will know all the theories, how to do everything. You won't see anything to harvest. You won't see anything to harvest. You will have the best equipment in the world. There will be nothing coming forth. Why? Because the seed was spiritual, and you did not plant that seed. And like I said before, seed is not just money. We Christians these days, we have thought into all we need to do is just put money in. No. In each season, there is a bread that God said you must eat. If you go and listen to that radio series, Cooperating with the Seasons of Life Adventures, I explained it. In each season, there is a bread that God said you must eat. Listen, Jesus told those people, he said, there is a baptism with which you must be baptized. There is a cup that you must drink. Did you hear what I said? Listen, and it's scriptural. What I mean is this. You've heard me teach this one before. You look at the life of John the Baptist. When John the Baptist was baptizing, there were no results. Do you hear what I said? When John the Baptist was baptizing, what did I say? He didn't heal anybody. Nobody. The Bible says John the Baptist did no mighty work. I'm not teaching on it now, but as soon as he finished baptizing, and the first phase of the baptisms of Jesus, because Jesus' disciples too used to baptize, once that phase passed, anybody amongst the Jews especially who wasn't baptized, all the miracles that Jesus did, they did not reap anything. He said, oh, what you need to do is learn how to touch the hem of his garment. That garment checks, did you go for the baptism of John? Did you hear what I said? The back garment used to check. Didn't you just touch recklessly? When you grab it, the garment, you say, wait, were you baptized? Say, yes, I was there. Which portion of the Jordan? Say, good. Then they will open. Then virtue will flow. There were some Pharisees who used trick to hold also. They just say, ah, Lord, I want to ask you a question. Just grab the garment. The garment will say, my friend, leave me alone. Nobody had persecuted John that time. When the man was baptizing, did you go? Did you go? No, he didn't go. What am I saying? In that day, they did not fulfill the commission of God for that day. So when the day of Jesus came, there was nothing for them. Let me not go sit on that. Let me talk about my matter of prayer. So I'm going to explain something. So when he said, give us this day our daily bread, two things I have said. Let me so I can close. All right? Two things I have said. Number one is the fact that you must learn to identify the things that are legitimately and appropriately in your season. There is none None that you ask God for that he will not give to you. None. One more time. If you know you're walking in faithfulness with God and you've identified something, listen, you're a student. Having enough money to do your project and do your pay your fees is in your season. Are you getting my point? It is in your season. You're working. You have a family. You don't own the house. You have a rented apartment. Having enough money to pay that rent is in your season. Pray to God all the time about it. You will never lack money. Your landlord will never put you to shame. You are getting what I'm trying to explain. Let me say one more time. Anything you rightfully identify that is in your current season, you pray to God about it, he will give it to you. He will. He will. He will. He will. He will. If you are praying, you've been praying about something for a while, if it doesn't seem to be falling through, listen, let me give you an advice. Leave it for a while. Leave it. Redirect your attention somewhere else. Yes, redirect your attention. Maybe the thing, a number of things, it may not be in the season. Or God has, in fact, whether it's in season or not, when you pray about the God, he is. He knows. And people say God doesn't say no. Sometimes he just says a flat no. Sometimes he says, wait, this is out of season. But I will hold this your prayer. I won't throw it away. So leave the matter. In that season, you won't have to pray this prayer again. Don't worry, I will hold this prayer until that time. So those are the things. So that's why I said, just forget it for a while. If you do, your mind will be redirected to things that are more appropriate. You start praying and you start seeing immediate results. Do you get the point I'm making? There are people that God placed in places. And God says, occupy here till I come. But they've been praying about the coming of the Lord every day. And God said, no. Occupy here till I come. What I mean is that they've been praying for open doors. God, let me start my own business. Let me start. First year, second year. God said, you don't get my point. I said, occupy here till I come. For the last 2 years, we've been praying like that. Nothing has happened. You know what you do now? So God, this man that has even paid me consistently for the last 3 years, what have I given to him? I've been working like everybody else. No, that's not right. The prayer point suddenly changes. Father God, why is this company not at this level? Why is it at this level that we have been in for the last 2 years? Father, give me ideas that can launch this company forward. Before the end of the week, ideas fill your head. Before the end of the month, you are talking with your boss and you guys are executing new projects. Before the end of the year, you discover that the turnover of the company has doubled. Suddenly, you are the Jacob that's making Laban prosper. And God, this is the point I was making. You see, the prayer you prayed for 2 years, I didn't answer it because it was not yet time for that. Now, when you have redirected your prayer, in fact, this is the interesting thing about it. Let me just say this one. This is how God works with believers. Listen to me. By the time he will make you very rich, you wouldn't like money anymore. Did you hear what I said? You didn't hear it. You didn't hear it. Listen, you didn't hear it. Right now, 1 million naira, I feel like they give you like this, and you will praise God on your head for a whole night. The day he's going to give you the 1 million naira, you know what you'll say? Thanks. That wasn't bad. That is, it will have been, well, I don't know. Not necessarily because you have plenty of it, too, but your mind has gotten to a place. The reason why you wanted the money so badly, you realize you don't need those things anymore. Yeah, suddenly you've realized it. The time God will give you $1 billion, you will feel the way you felt the first time he gave you 20,000. You're like, say, guys, so how much did you make? Say, $1 billion. That's not bad. Guys, you're doing well. You shake, you give bonuses, everything, and they go like nothing happened. Some people expect to come and do Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving over what? $1 million. $1 billion. Thanksgiving. Is that worthy of Thanksgiving? You know, in my office, they say I'm one person that doesn't wash car when I buy it. I say car is not to be washed. And I buy a car. I say, chief has bought a car. You know, go wash them. I say, car? I bought a car, I should wash it. You know what I do? If you buy a car, there's nobody that buys a car in my office I don't wash it for. Hey, you bought a car. That's very nice. Come, let's buy you fuel. I'll give you money for fuel. It's not that I'm not grateful, though. Are you getting my point? It's not that I'm not grateful. I just don't think it's worth celebrating. I don't think it's worth celebrating. You are getting my point? Listen, I was saying something earlier. The time that God will put a demand on you to quit that job and go to another one, you won't want to go. I don't know what I heard. I said, you didn't hear it. The time will come, if you pray the appropriate prayer, you will become so valuable. Your boss won't want you to go. He will keep increasing the amount of money he wants to give you. He will be giving you ideas. Okay, let's do partnership like this. Okay, you will be a, what do they call it? It's not partner, they call it. Something they call it in here. Yeah, okay. We're going to make you a partner. That is, it will be so sweet, but you will just know that it is time to go. The one that you are making the prayer point every day, I want to leave, I want to leave, is probably a sign that you shouldn't leave yet. I don't know what I said. The time will come that when it is time to go, you'll be feeling like, if I leave now, how would this do? Compassion. God, if I leave now, what is going to happen? If I leave now, but you will just know that it's time to leave. Many people, by the time you are leaving this job for another one, the first few months, you earn less than you were earning before. Aha. You hear what I said? And these are amongst the reasons why it will be as if you should not go. And listen, let me just add this one to it. Go. At that time, what did I say? Leave. Because if you don't leave, if the leaving season passes and you are still there, they will fire you. And the firing of you will be the will of God. You hear what I said? Yes, they will fire you because God said, don't mind that, my son. He started misbehaving. He has gotten too comfortable. You know why Pharaoh had to persecute the Jews? You know the reason. Egypt was prosperous. Egypt was a nice... There was no prophet that could call them out of Egypt. Said, leave all these businesses, this Goshen, this land that is flowing with milk and honey and prosperity and favor with the king and return to the land. But they don't worry, that was not a problem. I know how to arrange these things. You remove the Pharaoh that's your friend and bring one that's not your friend. Why are these people richer than us? Take their land. All those white men in Zimbabwe. That's all good. Lord, I'm very sorry. I don't know whether that's what happened. I'm just an illustration. If I were them, I just park. Because some of them have been praying for years that Robert Mugabe would die. The man, do you know how old he is? That bros ain't planning to die soon. Forget it. Some of them are now in Kwara State. You know that? Yeah, they're in Kwara State now. The Lord wanted them to come to Nigeria to come and help out. They sat down in Zimbabwe. I said, okay, I will show you. I will show you something. Brother Bob showed up. Robert Mugabe said, what's going on? Oh yeah, collect the land. Collect the land. They were sitting there shouting. Americans and Britons made all the noise. Robert Mugabe said, I ain't giving anybody land. What am I saying? If the appropriate season comes for you to disappear, you are still there because you are comfortable. Don't worry. Sit down there. That seat will soon become hot. Next time, you'll be begging to go because it did not tell you since to leave. What am I saying? Whether it is sweet or not, once you feel it is a time to get out, please get out. Yes, there's a season called a day, and you must be disciplined to identify things that belong to that season and pray about them. I'm saying that none of those things, in none of them will you be disappointed. That here, an amen. In none of them will you be disappointed. That here, an amen. In none of them will you be disappointed. And I said also, don't ever forget this. Don't forget it. And what I said is the fact that it's how you execute this season that determines where God will place you in the next one. And that is why it is important you use that prayer mechanism to fulfill the activity of this season. That's why I gave the illustration if you are working somewhere. All right? Instead of praying for your own company that has not yet been birthed, pray for the job that you have been given, that you execute it so well that when it is time to leave, nobody will want you to go. That's why I told the whole story I told at the end, so as to bring that point in. But if you focus on what is this day, are you getting my point? Next time we're going to talk about the matter of forgiveness again. You know, if you focus on what is this day, listen, it becomes very easy for you to forgive people. You get my point? Yeah, very, very easy. The man that forgot Joseph in the palace. The guy who forgot Joseph in jail. You understand? But then Joseph got to the throne. He understood why he had to forget. If the guy had negotiated early and gotten that guy released, it would have been hard to find him in his father's house. Are you getting my point? But God made sure that the man forgot. Alright? And Joseph was able to understand. Listen, everything I have in life, everything I have become is because God arranged it. For that reason, I'm not angry with anybody. Don't follow Donald Trump. Donald Trump believes in vengeance.
Don't follow that man at all. He believes in vengeance. He believes in divorcing your wife if things are not working well. He's not a man of God. Amen. Just a rich man. All right? Don't follow. He says that if you do me bad when I'm down, when I get up, I will step on you badly. It's not the will of God. If you understand that God is controlling your life, anything anybody does to you is only establishing the purpose of God for your life. Amen. When you understand that, you can understand people's character. This man is not a good man. This man is a good man. It doesn't matter. But they will not hold any personal animosity towards the person. And that's one of the reasons why Jesus had to explain, forgive. Because if you are not forgiving, you are still holding men in high esteem. Once you realize that God is the only person, that you hallow his name, it will be difficult for you to be angry with people. Did you learn anything today?
Yes, sir.
Let's bow down here and just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Because your word is good. Always good. Always good. Once again, let's just take a minute and just pray for our country. Like I would pray last time. All the issues in Nigeria. Let's pray once again for our brethren that are in the area. For all of us, everybody, especially our brethren that are in areas where there's so much trouble in the nation. Say, Lord, protect them, deliver them from all evil in the name of Jesus. Let no injury come upon them. Let your angels guard them. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon every missionary, every pastor, every Christian, their wives, their husbands, their children, everyone that belongs to them. Lord, extend the mercy to everyone who has shown them mercy. Somebody who took them in a time of crisis, show that person mercy. Those who, when that young woman, the harlot, kept the people of Israel, the spies, God also showed her mercy. That was Rahab. God also showed her mercy. Lord, protect them. Let every counsel of the evil one concerning our nation be frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every counsel of the evil one be frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. That there are those, alright? God sometimes will commission people, go and do this for me. Though he says they carry that beyond the measure. Let every area in which people have carried the assignment of God beyond a measure to do evil to this country and the people of God, let it be frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree once again peace upon this land. We decree once again peace upon this land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, saints of God. Nigeria is not just a simple country. Look at the population. Look at the kinds of people that are in there. You know we have an assignment to perform. We do. And as of today, if you remove United States, I think we are the next main exporter of the gospel. I don't know. Please, if you know, tell me afterwards. Because we export more gospel than Europe now. We do. In fact, we are exporting to them already. And I told you, we'll soon export food to them too. We will. We will. So Nigeria is strategic. It's important. Raymond Bonnke prophesied long ago. Pa Elton prophesied long ago. I've heard so many prophecies. Even Peter Daniels, who I talk about once in a while, said something about it. Nigeria is strategic. For that reason, we uphold it with the word of God. We uphold it by our prayers before God. And we declare, no evil will come upon her in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak because the heart of the king is in the heart. The heart of the king is the hand of the Lord. Therefore, we say, Lord, every wisdom, every decision needed for President Jonathan and his assistants, the ministers, the special advisors, the vice president, the senators, all of them, every wisdom that is needed to establish God's plan for this country, Lord, we are asking, give it in the name of Jesus Christ. How to restructure our power system, judicial system, law enforcement, everything. How to improve security. Lord, that wisdom, give it to them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, there are men here and there that you have put that wisdom in their hearts. Draw them to the place of power. Like Joseph, bring them before the king in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We declare again that goodness and loving kindness will follow this nation. Will be in this country. And prosperity will be within our walls. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every plan. Listen, you know, if you want to know this, you know, people talk a lot about Islamic banking. They plan to Islamize the country. I'm one guy that does not believe that joke. Am I saying Sanusi doesn't have his plan? I don't know. He's not my personal friend. He doesn't come to my house. We don't discuss. I don't know whether he's a good man or a bad man. In yesterday's paper, if you read it, they said the Council for Sharia Affairs was threatening to fire and brimstone. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. That nonsense. The fire will burn the guy first. That man opened his mouth and talked that nonsense. If he means it, let his tongue burn. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Very, very important. Anyway, the point I'm making is that sometimes we worry ourselves too much about the Islamic bank. Listen, start the Islamic bank. One man wrote a comment in the paper I read online. He said, let them start it. Let's see whether they can run it. Sometimes I think we waste our time too much. Nobody will get a comment from me publicly on Islamic bank. Somebody tell Brother Yorichi, therefore it's not necessary. Those comments are unnecessary. Any plan, that's where I'm going, execute planned and being executed against the knowledge of Christ Jesus in this nation, we command it to fail in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will fail in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said, believe in God, believe also in me. Know that I'm in charge of the affairs of your nation.
Amen.
Therefore, I declare again, goodness and mercy will follow this country in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Because indeed you have heard us. And you have blessed us. I just feel like praying, everyone who have believed the words we spoke today, God, you will cause them to prosper and live long in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No evil will befall you.
Amen.
Listen to me, no evil will befall you.
Amen.
God will bless you.
Amen.
He will make you healthy.
Amen.
Put up your right hand. God will bless you.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
You are healthy.
Amen.
I speak against every affliction in your body. I command it to depart in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All lack. I don't have enough for this. I command it to stop in your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
You will so prosper, you will abound to every good work in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you put their hands to do will prosper.
Amen.
If you sell pure water, it will prosper.
Amen.
If you invent a machine, it will be good.
Amen.
If you import goods, they will not be lost.
Amen.
They will not spoil in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will direct customers and patrons to your place of business in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every evil, every negative thing that you may have done with your hand before that has spoiled your name is rectified now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will give you another chance with those people.
Amen.
Yes, you did it badly before, but God will give you another chance.
Amen.
And you will so impress them, they will open their mouth and say, were you the same person? That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Listen, the labor you put in before to earn a naira, you put in night to give you 10,000 in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Your struggle is in the word. You will struggle, you will labor in word and in prayer, but outwardly you will never struggle again.
Amen.
Listen, this is the day that God has placed you in. It's the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Listen, you will rejoice in this day that the Lord has made and you will be glad in it.
Amen.
Listen, you will rejoice. Listen, as a student, you know what it means to rejoice? You will not fail again in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. As a worker, it will not happen that before the month ends, you soon spend all your money. You are only paying debts. No, that has come to an end in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Two things God will give you. He will give you wisdom. He will give you resources.
Amen.
Both of them you will have so that you can rejoice in this day that you are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I told you many times those days, I used to rejoice when my friends would achieve things. I go and see my friends driving their flashy brand new cars that their pharmaceutical companies gave them. And all that ever came to my heart was joy and gladness. My friend Jude, anytime they give him a car, he'll come and show me first. And he and I will be driving all over Lagos. I was always full of joy. I was never angry with anybody or upset about anything. I knew that he said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Listen to me, you will rejoice in this day that you are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thanksgiving will be full in your mouth in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you are a student, understanding, I command it to come upon your brain now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Never will it be heard from your mouth that something is difficult.
Amen.
Listen, I said never
Amen.
Will it be heard from your mouth again
Amen.
That one subject is difficult in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A is your portion.
Amen.
If they give A pluses in your school, that is your portion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Wherever you work, ideas, bright ideas, your boss will soon know you.
Amen.
Listen, you're working for somebody, he will know you.
Amen.
Because of the beauty of the wisdom that God will bring into that place by your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you own the business, the world will know you are there.
Yes,
the blessing. Because the Bible says not all men have faith. So men who don't have faith, God has to bless them because it's kind. So he uses men like you, women like you that have faith. God will pass those things through you so that you can bless the rest of the world.
Amen.
Therefore, through your hands, through your heart, through your labors, the world will be blessed with the wisdom and the ideas of God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will not be average.
Amen.
I said 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 you will not be average.
Amen.
But you will be above alone and you will not be beneath.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That you have given attention to the word of God. God will perfect everything that concerns you.
Amen.
You've heard me preach again and again. Grace is that you listen to God and he does the work that your heart desires. Therefore, grace and glory. I just remember one song. It said that Lord God is his sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing will he withhold from you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will experience grace and you will experience glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Cheer up, brethren.